Forbes, Fortune, Time. These are among the world's best magazines, and they're all available on demand right in your pocket with the Texture app. Texture gives you immediate and unlimited access to more than 160 titles on your tablet and smartphone, tons of exclusive extras, and years of back issues. Explore all the topics that interest you, plus get recommended articles from Texture's editorial team. Right now, Wall Street Journal listeners can try Texture for free at texture.com/Wall Street. That's texture.com/Wall Street.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Coming up,
Twitter is set to do the unthinkable by expanding the 140-character tweet. What this means for social media, coming up.
Take us with you on the train, in the car, on your walk, at the gym. WSJ Podcasts. Sound ideas for the digital age.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's tech news briefing from the Wall Street Journal newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. The big consumer electronics show continues on in full force in Las Vegas. Some of the more recent highlights come from companies like Canon, who displayed an ultra-high resolution video, which, in Canon's own words, simulates a physical experience. The interactive 8K ride was a huge hit at the CES show this week. Also buzzworthy from the show was IBM's Watson. The famed supercomputer has learned a few new tricks, namely telling you when to sleep, exercise, and eat. This is thanks to a collaboration with Under Armour's Core Health and Fitness app. For more information on the latest from CES, please check out WSJD.com. And now a look at the latest from the social media front. You may have heard the news that Twitter is poised to do the unthinkable, expanding its limit from 140 characters to 10,000. That's quite the shift. Here to discuss a little bit more about what Twitter aims to gain from this is Wall Street Journal reporter Yori Koh. Welcome, Yori.
Hi.
So this is obviously a big shift from moving from 140 characters, not to, 200 or something, but to 10,000. What led Twitter to making this initiative to expand its character limit?
Right. Well, there's a lot of speculation around that. And the company, I think it's worth noting, has not officially announced this yet. Mm-hmm. Although Jack Dorsey did post a soft-spoken defense about it on Twitter. So, but that said, I think, one of the main reasons that Twitter is doing this is, they hope that'll help with user growth. That is their number one priority. And number two, I think another side benefit would be that it would allow people to write more and then do all that on Twitter without going somewhere else. And then, so Twitter would then benefit from having more of that content on their platform, thus creating this virtuous cycle of having the content there, people engaging with that content, and then going out and doing more things. So I think that's probably part of the reason why they're looking to make this big change.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, I understand that Facebook went through a similar change when they upped their character limit as well. Did that plan seem to work for them?
I mean, you can see that people use, as a result of that, people use Facebook and Twitter in very different ways. People post more like essay or letter type statements on Facebook. For example, I think we noted in our story that the new Miss Universe posted her thank you letter on Facebook last month, but then tweeted the link to the Facebook post on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it would have benefited Twitter if she had maybe posted the entire thank you on Twitter or had that as an option in addition to Facebook.
Right. I mean, what makes Twitter unique is having to come up with these pithy statements. And, you just really only get a certain amount. And it sort of gives it a little bit of a unique style. A lot of us have grown accustomed to this style. So I'm really curious about what the critics are saying.
Exactly. So I think the biggest fear is that this will change the very unique culture that is on Twitter, which is that it's fast-paced, that people, are snappy and conversational. I think the very, essence of what Twitter is, people are worried about what it'll look like. Will it look like, these huge, yeah. 10,000 word masterpieces on a timeline versus, just these two line 140 character messages. As far as we can tell, it seems like the aesthetics will remain the same. People will the tweets will still only show up in 140 character I guess, links. And then if there is more to be read, you can click on a button that will then expand the tweet and show the rest of the text.
Okay.
So I think, you know, some of the concern is warranted, but we'll just have to wait and see how they execute the design and how people interact with it.
And I know you said there is nothing official quite yet, but is there any indication on how soon we can see this change?
I've heard that they plan to roll it out by the end of March, which is the end of the first quarter. So we'll see. It could come as soon as a couple weeks or another couple months. Okay. I think these things tend to, the timing tends to be in flux a lot.
Gotcha. So longer tweets potentially coming soon should certainly shake things up. Yuri Ko, as always, thanks a lot for the time.
Great. Thank you.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can check us out at wsj.com/podcasts for all of our latest updates. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.